This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's office announced Monday his fractured coalition will be disbanded and new elections will be held. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid, Bennett's main coalition partner, will serve as caretaker prime minister. The election, expected in the fall, will be Israel's fifth in 3 years. Bennett has struggled to keep his unruly eight-party coalition together, including the first in Israeli history to include an Arab party. But defections have left the fragile alliance without a governing majority for over 2 months. Attorney Leon Amaris told the Associated Press he's disappointed in the coalition's collapse.
It's the first time in the history of Israel that you have a good government with Arabs, with religious, non-religious, working. And because of this sort of politics nowadays, we have to go to put more money in the elections instead of work, instead of go on building this country.
The vote could set the stage for a return to power by former prime minister and current opposition leader Benjamin Netanyahu. Israel held 4 inconclusive elections between 2019 and 2021 that were largely referendums about Netanyahu's ability to rule while on trial for corruption. Netanyahu denies any wrongdoing. Syrian state media said Monday an attack on a civilian bus in northern Syria killed 13 people, including 11 government troops. The state-run Sana'a news agency said the attack happened in the Jebel Abishri area of Raqqa province. The Islamic State militant group later claimed the responsibility for the ambush in a post on the Telegram messaging app. Raqqa province was once controlled by Islamic State, who has claimed its main city of Raqqa the de facto capital of their self-declared caliphate, encompassing parts of Syria and Iraq. This is VOA News. Union rail workers in Britain are going on strike Tuesday, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
It could mean a messy commute in London and across Britain.
It is disastrous.
Secretary of State for Transport Grant Shapps says the union has been planning this.
Back in April, they called the strike on the false pretense with their members of taking themselves off the pay freeze, which, of course, the whole of the public service has had for the past couple of years. That pay freeze was coming to an end anyway. The strikes are completely unnecessary.
Union Secretary General Mick Lynch says the strike in Britain is an attempt to save jobs.
We're faced with thousands of job cuts. Despite what Grant Shapps says, there's been no guarantee that these redundancies won't be compulsory. We've seen 4,000 or 5,000 jobs already go from the railway. They've told our maintenance staff on Network Rail that their 3,000 jobs will go.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The strikes are also planned for Thursday and Saturday. The strikes will be the biggest in 30 years in Britain. Officials in Mali say members of an Islamist group killed 132 civilians in multiple attacks in the country's central region over the weekend. A statement says members of the Katiba Messina Islamist group assaulted at least 3 villages in a rural commune in Mopti region on the night between Saturday and Sunday. Mali is struggling to stem an Islamist insurgency that took root after a 2012 coup and has since spread from the West African country's arid north. Thousands have died and millions have been displaced across the Sahel region. And U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris marked the Juneteenth federal holiday Monday with a visit to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C., where she spoke with a group of school-aged children. Vice President Harris explained that Juneteenth is a celebration of the principle of freedom.
I would argue it is our God-given right to have freedom. It is your birthright to have freedom. And then during slavery, freedom was taken. And so we're not going to celebrate being given back what God gave us anyway, right? Right.
The holiday marks the day in 1865 when the last enslaved black people in Galveston, Texas, were told by Union soldiers that they were free, more than 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the historic Emancipation Proclamation. The proclamation freed more than 3 million slaves in the states that had broken away from the U.S. during the U.S. Civil War, although many were not legally freed until the end of the war. Repeating our top story, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's office announced Monday his fractured coalition will be disbanded and new elections will be held. You can find more of this story on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote,